The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
Honestly, no. I did not think that I was going to have this kind of night.
The U.S. College Basketball National Championship came down to the spectacular play of Villanova sophomore guard Dante DiVincenzo. His 31 points against Michigan were the most by a sixth man off the bench in a national title game, while also shooting better than 66% from the floor in a Final Four game.
If we get off to a good start, I try to take that energy to a new level.
Villanova coach Jay Wright called on his tall redhead nicknamed Big Ragu, who began hitting three-point shots seemingly at will, a force Michigan coach John Beilein had no answer for.
We needed to play better, but even if we had played our best, it would have been very difficult to win that game with what DiVincenzo did. It was an incredible performance. So sometimes those individual performances just beat you, and you just say, okay, you take off your hat and say, good game. We played you the best we could, and tonight you were better than us.
Another big man is a champion. American John Isner won the biggest title of his tennis career at the Miami Open.
It's incredible. I mean, I somewhere along in the second set, I found a second wind, and I felt so much better in the second set and the third set than I did in the first set. So to win like that in front of a crowd like that, that with that atmosphere, you can't replicate moments like that. It was absolutely amazing.
Isner defeated German Alexander Zverev 6-7, 6-4, 6-4. American Sloane Stephens also emerged as a first-time winner at the Miami Open with a 7-6, 6-1 win over French finalist Yelena Ostapenko.
I've had some amazing experiences here, and I'm just feel fortunate that I was able to do that here in South Florida with all my friends and family watching.
I'm excited, as is everyone in the field. Masters League.
American Ricky Fowler is looking forward to playing his eighth Masters, the first major golf tournament of the year.
To see some friends win, you know, whether it's Bubba's playoff on 10, you know, seeing Sergio get it done in the playoff coming up 18, I'd love to have my chance at it.
And once again, prowling the course is four-time Masters champion Tiger Woods. His last win at Augusta National was in 2005, and he missed the last two Masters. The Game Room opens with new stories each week on VOAnews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.